I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ralph Moore, Republican Elections Commissioner in Erie County, is with us on the WBEN Troker College Liveline. Most of the country is already taking part in early voting. It opens here on Saturday. Ralph, what is the expectation? I remember long lines 4 years ago. Should we expect that again?
Well, 4 years ago, we did have very long lines. This year, the Erie County Board of Elections has taken steps to try to increase the number of stations that we have at our most busiest sites. And we're hoping that the lines will decrease and not be as long as they were 4 years ago. We do, however, expect a very robust turnout. 9 days of early voting begins on Saturday, and the Board of Elections is preparing for that.
Early voting, how has it taken off in popularity in the last few years?
We've seen a very large increase, particularly this year, in people casting their ballots early. In a normal presidential election, we would see between 26 and 28,000 absentee ballots being cast. This year, we're exceeding over 40,000 absentee and mail-in ballots. So people are taking advantage of voting early, and we expect the in-person voting to show similar increases over previous years as well.
What kind of turnout do you expect? I mean, this is the biggest of all four election cycles. This would be the biggest one, right?
Well, we're hoping of a turnout of about 70% to 80% with all the advantages that individuals have. They can mail in their ballots. They can go and request ballots early. They can vote in person. They have 9 days of early voting. They can vote on Election Day. There's really no excuse for anyone who wants to cast a ballot not to be able to cast a ballot. And so far, we've seen a very steady stream coming of individuals coming to the Board of Elections. And we anticipate to have a turnout of one of the highest that we've had in many, many years.
You know, one of the things that sometimes might confuse people, early voting versus voting on Election Day. You vote on Election Day, you go to your polling place. But early voting, you can go anywhere available in your county.
That's correct. You have to cast your vote in your county. The counties do differ a little bit by locations and by hours. In Erie County, we have 38 locations across the county. You can go to any one of the 38 locations in Erie County if you're an Erie County resident. The hours are weekends from 9 to 5. On weekdays, it's from noon till 9. So there's great opportunity for individuals to cast their ballot early.
When it comes to that, you know, finding a place to cast your vote, you can do it anywhere in Erie County early voting. It has to be your polling place on Election Day. I mean, I'm sure this would take a lot of changes to the law, but do you see a future where on Election Day you might be able to vote anywhere in the county?
Well, it would be difficult to implement. Procedurally, it would be very hard as a result of the fact that the number of ballots that we print a 500,000 ballots, and they have to be specific, and we have to report those by election district to the state. So if you allow individuals to go, it would be basically on-demand voting at each of the locations, which would take a great amount of resources and a great amount of equipment, which we just don't physically have the ability to do at this point.
We're talking live with Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore. How can you assure people that their votes are secure and that you can only vote once? You couldn't vote with early voting and then go and vote on Election Day.
Well, early voting is done real time. There's an electronic check-in process where we have tablets which individuals go check in. And as soon as that person is checked in one of the locations, that person is locked out from every other location in the county and in addition to that, on election day. The ballot process, the check-in process is the same for early voting as it is on election day, so nobody should be intimidated as a result. And we have a very secure system which goes and assures against individuals voting twice. Within minutes, you're going to be locked out from being able to go from one location to another, and we're very confident in that system.
On the ballot itself, a lot of people, and there's been a lot of attention, more so as we get closer to Election Day, on some of the propositions on the ballot. And, you know, we're so used to saying, hey, flip your ballot over to, you know, vote on Prop 1 or Prop 2 and make sure that you see those on the ballot. In Erie County, though, those are on the front of the ballot. No need to turn it over, right?
That's correct. We have everything that you need to vote for all on one side of the ballot. It's a 17-inch ballot, which is produced at early voting at the time that you check in. And at the time on election day, as you check in, you're handed the ballot for that specific district. Everything is there in front of you. You can take as long as you want to go and fill out that ballot. And we encourage everybody to complete a full ballot. There are a number of very important offices, not only for President of the United States, but there are a number of local offices that are up for re-election that are very important as well. And is the representation closest to your house?
Ralph, Saturday is not only the start of early voting, it's also the last day to register to vote. How would someone do that if they're not already registered?
Right. If you're not registered to vote and you want to go and participate in this fall's general election, what you need to do is register by October 26. You could actually go to any one of the 38 poll sites and register right there at the poll site and cast your ballot at the same time. Now, you will not be able to deposit your ballot into a voting machine, but you will place it into an envelope, which will be sealed, sent back to the Board of Elections along with your registration. We will process your registration, and if you're qualified, we will then take your envelope and ballot and place it with other envelopes and ballots that are presented and open them up and count that vote. In addition to that, you can still go online, print down a registration form, attend one of the local libraries or town halls, get a registration form. You can also request one from the Board of Elections or appear in person at the Board of Elections and register to vote as well.
Okay, still a couple days for you to be able to do that. Hey, Ralph, thanks so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. Ralph Moore, Republican Election Commissioner in Erie County, talking about the start of early voting, the deadline to register to vote, both of those happening Saturday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.